I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Testimony began today in the sexual assault trial of former UNC Charlotte quarterback Kevin Olsen. He faces three counts of second-degree rape and one count of sexual offense. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was in the courtroom today and joins us now. Sarah, this is a high-profile trial, in part because Olsen is also the brother of Panthers tight end Greg Olsen. What was the scene like at the courthouse today?
Well, it was a pretty packed courtroom today, Mark. We had Kevin Olsen, of course, was there, as well as his family. There were extended family members that were present as well. We had the victim who was in court, and she also had family members as well. And then at one point, there was just a lot of lawyers there that were just sort of observing in the crowd among the reporters, just kind of taking in as the first day gets underway.
So you heard opening arguments and some testimony today, and you mentioned the victim there as well. What are some of the specific allegations against Kevin Olsen?
So some of the specific allegations are that after a night of drinking, Mr. Olsen came back with his girlfriend at the time to his home. The state alleges that he apparently attempted a suicide attempt with what could have been a phone charger wrapped around his neck, and the victim said that she found him in the bathroom and helped take him down, that he was sort of, she described him as manic, having some kind of episode or breakdown. And it ultimately led to her consoling him, and then she alleges a rape that was unconsensual sex that took place in his bedroom.
And briefly, what about the main defense points for Olsen?
So the defense says that this was consensual. What I think is sort of interesting about this case is there's lots of text. Texts are really important evidence that's been submitted, different conversations. The victim said in one text regarding Mr. Olsen, he is not a rapist. And it's funny because both the state and the defense are using this conversation, but in very different ways. The state says that the victim didn't think at the time that because she was in a consensual relationship, that a non-consensual sex act could be rape. And the defense, of course, is using that text exchange as proof that this was rather a consensual sexual experience.
Okay. We are out of time. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.